Hello and welcome to the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with highly sensitive certified coach, leadership expert, and qualified teacher, Muriel Kozowski. This podcast provides leadership tips, education, insights, stories, and mind hacks to create a space for highly sensitive leaders to self-educate, develop their career, and fulfill their potential. This podcast will help you understand the HSP trait in depth and show you how to manage, embrace, and use your HSP trait to your advantage in the corporate and business space. I will use my leadership expertise, my 20 years of experience being an HSP in high stimulation and extremely demanding work environments, as well as my guest expertise and wisdom to promote an inclusive and sustainable leadership culture for highly sensitive people. And remember, being highly sensitive is first and foremost a superpower, which we can learn to harness in order to shine bright as a leader and make a positive impact on the world. Now relax your nervous system, sit back and enjoy your journey. Hello and welcome. This is the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with Muriel. How are you all doing? What are your intentions for this year in terms of growing as a highly sensitive person? I wish you the very best and hope you create a calm, confident, and consistent experience for yourself this year. Today is the fourth episode of my six-episode series dedicated to growing your confidence as a highly sensitive person and professional. This series will go into the end of January to set off the new year in a positive way and give you the tools and strategies to grow and cultivate your confidence in a world not exactly tailored for the highly sensitives. This series on confidence is also an opportunity for you to discover some of the teachings we will cover in my 8-week Foolproof Confidence Masterclass starting on the 20th of January, where you will learn how to stop seeking validation from others and grow an unlimited amount of confidence independently relying on you, a highly sensitive person, without the need to change who you are and without fear of judgment. Enrollment is open until the 14th of January 2022 for a 20th of January start. I am keeping this group small for an incredible and exclusive experience and a lot of one-to-one time with me. If you are a highly sensitive leader, manager, or professional and struggle to feel that level of confidence deep in your bones, this is the masterclass for you. The work we will do inside the masterclass will unlock your potential and allow you to go for your dreams and perform at any level you want to. Okay, now on to our topic today. I'm very excited about this topic. Plugging in your boundaries GPS. So let me explain a little bit about the title of this episode. This episode has been inspired by a highly sensitive client of mine who once said to me, we were talking about navigating boundaries and setting boundaries, and he said, I just don't see these boundaries until they are all over the place. I just don't have that kind of GPS. And that really stuck with me. This idea that perhaps highly sensitive people are not equipped with a very efficient GPS when it comes to boundaries. And it makes sense. Setting up and maintaining healthy boundaries can be particularly challenging for highly sensitive people, because of our natural empathy and our constant search for connection with others. So it all makes sense that we're not equipped with a very good GPS for boundaries. And this includes difficulties to say no, constant people pleasing, and just generally being in the habit of being concerned for others and basing our decisions on this. My client telling me that he doesn't have this kind of GPS shows, I think, a sense of disconnection from himself, from his needs, and from this balance we'll have to strike between service to others and self-service in order to perform at our best and just show up in the world at our best. Boundaries are also deeply connected to our sense of confidence, because if we have not made decisions and done the work to set up and maintain healthy boundaries with others, we will inevitably be relying on others or perhaps on circumstances to set them up for us. We will be at the mercy of decisions being made outside of ourselves without us being involved in the process. And this uncertainty and perhaps the anguish that comes with this, first not knowing what to expect, and second being submitted to pressure, to the pressure of doing things we don't really want to do, this will take a huge toll on our confidence levels. Without boundaries, we are not in the driver's seat. We are being driven around. I can guarantee that your confidence levels will soar the moment you decide to be sat behind the wheel when it comes to boundaries. So what I would like to do today is talk about strategies for you to plug in your boundaries GPS. If you feel that setting and monitoring boundaries over time is a challenge for you, I'm going to discuss strategies with you and give you examples of how to apply them to your life and perhaps to your role as a leader or a manager or even a team member. One important thing to remember is that boundaries should be constantly on our radar. It's not just a one-day setup and it's done. Especially as highly sensitive leaders and professionals, we will naturally get sucked into what is happening around us, the situations, the challenges, people, the atmosphere, the pressure, and we might forget to stop and check in until the red light goes off and we are fully under the water. The idea of plugging in your boundaries GPS is not only to make decisions on our boundaries and commit to these decisions consistently, but also to be vigilant and detect the first signs of these boundaries being trespassed or perhaps not working for you anymore. And, you know, detecting this well before the red flags start showing. It is about maintaining your calm, your confidence, and your consistency, because you will have set boundaries in the first place, but also because you will have remained on the lookout for any signs of frustration, of overwhelm, or of exhaustion. This is where the idea of the GPS comes in, taking the time to assess the situation, your needs and capabilities, as well as what I meant really is capacity, not capabilities, I apologize, as well as the needs of others. So you will assess your needs, your capacity to give and provide, as well as the needs of others. And you will choose the best route forward, just like you do with the GPS. Taking the time to stop and assess, especially if the feeling of overwhelm starts creeping in, will be absolutely key. The idea is to practice plugging in your boundaries GPS so often that it becomes second nature and you become very good at setting and maintaining the right boundaries for you, a highly sensitive person. So first we're going to talk about how to set up, maintain and navigate your own boundaries, the boundaries from yourself to yourself. And second, we'll talk about how to navigate these boundaries with other people. Examples and strategies taken from my own experience or that of my highly sensitive clients will be explained and discussed so that you can apply straight away those examples and strategies into your life, your work, and maybe your leadership. Remember that we are always looking at experiences and solutions with that very specific HSP lens, because we know that copying non-sensitive people or leaders doesn't work. So first of all, in order to assess your situation with boundaries, I usually recommend an exercise with which you will be looking at the various areas of your life and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being an optimal setting and consistency with boundaries. 10 means that you are feeling really good about the boundaries you are currently setting and they truly allow you to show up at your best. This is the qualifiers for a 10. So you could look at your health, your relationships, your career, your business, your time, your money, your family, all of these different areas. And after you've rated each area, you could get really specific and think of some examples for each area which will justify the score you have given. Sometimes we think of a score, and when we actually think about the examples, we can maybe review the score up or review the score down. So, and then my suggestion is to focus on the areas where you get a low score. What's happening there? Really get into that. So first, let's look into how you set up and maintain your own boundaries. This is extremely important. Your own boundaries mean the limits you set from yourself to yourself. And this could be about stopping too late or too early. For example, if you have set a time to finish work at the end of the day and pack up your desk, especially if you're working from home, which a lot of people are at the moment, do you stop on time? Or perhaps do you delay, continue, thinking that you have not reached the higher standards? Do you continue thinking it is not enough, or perhaps it is too urgent to stop? Or do you stop on time, following the plan and the boundary you have set between work and your personal life? Or perhaps conversely, the opposite thing can happen. Did you stop early? Finding an excuse to procrastinate or not do the work you had set to do? Did you postpone or got overwhelmed, ending up in a complete change of plan? So the question is, how much do you respect and honor the boundaries you set for yourself? Another example I often work with when I coach highly sensitive leaders and managers is career progression. And applying for the next level up, or perhaps the next role in a different function or even different organization. Perhaps you had given yourself a time frame to progress and have found yourself in the same place 6 months, a year, 2 years later. Do you keep delaying, thinking you are not perfect or skilled enough to change roles? Are you worried about the opinion of your manager, your colleagues, and what they will think of you if you make a move? Delaying the move might mean that you are not respecting your own boundaries, especially if you feel ready for the change. If you're not, well, you know, if you don't feel ready for the change, you feel that you still have a huge skill set to work on, fair enough. But if you know that you're ready for the change and you're delaying, it might mean that you're not respecting that boundary for yourself. Conversely, I also see highly sensitive leaders who are applying or changing earlier than planned. The minute they feel they have, quote unquote, covered the role, and they know that they don't master the role in depth, but their curiosity and excitement has taken over. And I personally did a lot of that in my career, changing roles prematurely and not honoring the boundary I had set, the time I had given myself to learn a skill or cover a role in depth. I have now learned to be more disciplined and use that GPS to calm down, assess, and create more consistency. Think of your own examples of this. I really encourage you to feel and write down where and when are you not honoring or respecting your own boundaries, when you struggle to respect the boundaries you have set for yourself in the different areas of your life. Write it down, especially if you see patterns and recurring behaviors over time, which might even transfer from one area of your life to another. The boundaries you set and maintain with yourself, and this is important, with yourself, are the foundation, because it means that when you start interacting with others, you are solid. You have developed that certainty, that confidence within, and therefore will find it much easier to set and maintain boundaries with others. Now let's talk about the strategies to best create, maintain, and navigate the boundaries you have set for yourself. A lot of these strategies involve creating the best environment for yourself to stay on track, but also making quote-unquote boundaries decisions ahead of time. So the first strategy is to think about your non-negotiables. This is the minimum baseline you want to have for yourself. Limits you want to establish or push in order to feel good and show up at your best. And only you can decide on those non-negotiables. They will be different for everybody and for every highly sensitive person. Things, your non-negotiable are things which cannot be negotiated. And perhaps you could list as many as you want of these non-negotiable and select 4 or 5 that will indeed become, that you will include into your practice and your habits, which you might already have done for some of them. Some great examples of this are setting time for yourself in the morning or in the evening on certain days, non-negotiable. Block this time in your calendar so that people avoid scheduling a meeting or any other activity for you at that time. Another good example of this, and I see a lot of highly sensitive leaders and managers do this, is taking half an hour to quote unquote arrive at work, whether in the office or remotely, and not wanting to be disrupted during that time that they are taking for themselves as they are setting up for their day. Some leaders take 15 minutes before every important meeting or conversation to create that space they need to be at their best. That could be a non-negotiable. There is really no rule for what non-negotiables are. There's no rule for what they're supposed to look like, but the only rule is that they always take priority. They can't be replaced by something else. The second strategy is to create your optimal environment. And by this, I mean that one thing that's really helped me to respect and honor the commitment I made to my boundaries, my personal boundaries, is having an uncluttered and organized physical space. And maybe at first it's hard to see the connection, but you know, when we are highly sensitive, we are prone to higher stimulation coming from our physical environment and more distraction. And having a organized and streamlined physical space has really helped me to avoid overwhelm, and it has helped me to create a sense of calm and consistency around me so that I would be more likely to respect my own boundaries, that sense of being in charge, of taking ownership, of committing to things for myself. And that's really helped me. And I really think that managing our physical space restores, also particularly for highly sensitive people and leaders, it restores that sense of control that sense of predictability that we need to have. And it encourages a positive self-image. It will encourage you to take ownership, to be more in the driver's seat when it comes to following your plan, your non-negotiables, for instance. So that's a strategy that I want to suggest. And finally, it is really important to make your decisions in advance when it comes to boundaries, so that you avoid distractions or having to decide on the fly. We highly sensitive people are not very good at that. We're not very good at making decisions on the go, on the fly. We need time to process and to evaluate. And it is really important you have clarity on your boundaries in advance of showing up for an event or situation. And a good example of that is meetings. Whether it's meetings you have, I don't know, in your organization, with your coworkers, with your boss, with your team, or even in your community. If the meetings where you work tend to drag on, make a decision that you will leave, let's say, at the top of the hour. And if you have meetings back to back, which is a case for some of you, and you can't avoid that, decide that you will schedule a 15-minute break between each, so that, you know, you are already making decisions in advance of how you are going to manage yourself and those boundaries. And this also works for your social life, for your personal life. And this is actually how I started using this strategy of deciding in advance. When I would be invited to big dinners or parties, and I would go and struggle to leave when I felt overwhelmed, which usually happened within maybe an hour or a couple of hours of being there. And I started deciding how long I would stay. So I would decide in advance, okay, I'm going to this party, I'm going to stay for an hour. And I would just make that decision in advance, and it just kept me really calm and in control. And sometimes I stayed longer, sometimes I stayed less. But the point is that I was making that decision in advance to avoid having to make a decision in a state of overwhelm, and most probably not respecting my own boundaries. So making decisions in advance is really, really a key strategy here. So now let's have a look at how you set up and maintain boundaries with other people. This is where the highly sensitive person's GPS can really switch off, and where we lose track of our own needs. We give our full attention to others, to their needs, to their concerns, and sometimes that leads to for us to be disconnected from ourselves. Having the boundaries GPS switched on when we are interacting with others is particularly important for highly sensitive people, including in the leadership space, if you are working within a team or looking after a team. A recurrent example is with how we maintain boundaries on our time, particularly, especially when we have the responsibility of looking after a team and we may be a little bit crunched up between the day-to-day operational and the more kind of strategic work that we have to do as a leader. So sometimes we do make those decisions in advance, we organize our time, but we end up giving more than planned or feeling guilty if we give less. And one of my clients used to overrun almost all of her one-to-one meetings with her team members, especially when her team member had a challenge or something sensitive to discuss. So she would just overrun constantly. She just couldn't find a way of saying no. And this led her to, well, a fair amount of trouble, to be fair, because she would accumulate delay. And at times she would not be able to see other team members that had booked as well. And it also led to missing deadlines on important projects and things like that. So this had a really knock-on effect. And more importantly, it led her into complete exhaustion as her energy levels got really quickly depleted over time, trying to keep up with everyone's demands. So the way I like to approach navigating boundaries around other people particularly is giving ourselves, knowing that we as highly sensitive people, it's an area of challenging area for us, is really give ourselves time. Give ourselves a time frame to create habits, not only for us, but also for the people who work with us, who deal with us on a daily basis. So this technique of giving ourselves plenty of time, a long time frame, and I'm going to give you an example right now, this is especially effective if we have perpetuated the same bad boundary habits over a long period of time. And what happens when we do that, when we just have some unhealthy boundaries over time, people just get used to that. And people would have formed their own habits around our habits. So we do need time to just deconstruct, those habits that we have, so that people can slowly get used to these new habits as well. So the first strategy I would like to offer is to define precisely what the boundaries look like by the end of the period you've set for yourself. So let's say that you want to create more boundaries on your time over the next 6 months with your team, or perhaps even with a family member. I was coaching on that just yesterday. So if this is for your team, perhaps you want to reduce one-to-ones from 30 to 20 minutes over this period of time. And you also want to make sure that by the end of the 6 months, you don't overrun anymore if it's something that you do. So if it's with your family, I also want to give an example. It could be that instead of speaking with them every single day, you want to speak with them twice a week. Let's say you want to reduce that a little bit. So have a clear idea of the boundary you want to create, and then take progressive steps towards this, trying to be as consistent as possible. And over time, as your boundaries fall into place and start setting up, people will adapt and start seeing you differently. So for the example of work, they will stop seeing you as quote-unquote the person who overruns, or quote-unquote the manager who is always available. So they will change their perception of how you manage your time as well. My second strategy when it comes to saying no, particularly, so that kind of people pleasing, really struggling to say no, and that could be in a professional context or in a personal context, is to buy yourself some time. Time seems to be everywhere today. So buy yourself some time. This is a very extremely effective strategy for highly sensitive people in particular, because we usually need time to process situations, and we can get overwhelmed if we are put on the spot. We don't do very well with that. We need to be prepared. And this will combine, so being put on the spot combined with our kind of default setting of pleasing people. So these two things combined, we can see how this is a recipe for disaster. So buying yourself some time allows you to retreat and switch on your boundaries GPS intentionally. Go back and just spend 5 minutes with yourself and just assess. You can assess your needs, you can assess the situation, the needs of others objectively, and then you can go back and give a confident answer rather than mumbling a yes on the spot with no conviction or even a sense of defeat. Oh, I've done it again. I've said yes when I really want to say no. And perhaps you come back with a yes anyway, but at least you will have given yourself space to check in and respect your boundaries. And when I say buy yourself some time, it can be 5 minutes. It doesn't need to be weeks. It can be 5-10 minutes. Okay, let me just check in and I get back to you in 5 minutes. So that's actually a lot easier than it sounds. If you particularly struggle to say no to people and want to build stricter, firmer boundaries, think about this before you give your answer. When you say no, what are you saying yes to? This is the best way to reframe your thinking, and particularly around the guilt that you might be feeling. When you are saying no, what are you saying yes to? If you tell a team member that you cannot speak with them impromptu at the end of the day as you're about to leave, you are saying yes to giving them quality time the next day with a fresh and rested mind. That's what you are saying yes to. If you are saying no to responding to an urgent email at the weekend, you are saying yes to quality time with yourself or with your family. And remember that role modeling healthy boundaries will have a positive knock-on effect on all the people you work with, because they will too learn to do the same. So remember to leave these boundaries GPS switched on, both in your own time, from yourself to yourself, and with other people as you go through your day. This will allow you to create calm, consistency, and healthy habits over time in order to show up confidently at your best for yourself and for your team or community. So I would like to leave you with a quote from Brené Brown. Probably don't need to introduce her anymore. And that quote is from her book, Rising Strong. It goes, "Compassionate people ask for what they need. They say no when they need to. And when they say yes, they mean it. They're compassionate because their boundaries keep them out of resentment." I will let that sit with you. Take care, beautiful, highly sensitive leaders, and speak soon. Bye-bye. If you are ready to take control of your high sensitivity and use it to your advantage, I want to invite you to join Take Control, my coaching program specifically designed for highly sensitive leaders, where you will learn to manage and use your high sensitivity to your advantage in order to shine as a leader in the corporate and business space. Go to highly-sensitive-leaders.com to sign up for a risk-free consultation with me. I will see you there.